It's the last day of school, and I'm taking a bus ride on Waco Transit with David Ellis. He's the supervisor of attendance, truancy, and dropout recovery and prevention for Waco Independent School District.
What I'm doing on the bus this morning is meeting students, hopefully some new students this morning, talking to them. I get their name, their ID number, so I can go back and actually look at their attendance and their grades and see if there's been some improvement. And then just talking with them, asking questions, how they like it, what would happen or how it would affect them if the program doesn't continue for next year.
The program Ellis is talking about is a free public bus ride program Waco Transit offers to Waco ISD students needing another way to get to school. And this doesn't include the summer. The rides typically cost $1.50. This bus in particular is headed to University High, and there are about 5 students on board this morning. It's one of several ideas the school board is implementing to try and boost attendance in Waco ISD. They set aside about $25,000 for these types of programs in the 2013-2014 school year. But funding for the transit program for next year is up in the air. That's mainly because the $5,000 Waco ISD set aside for the busing program didn't match the amount of students who actually ride Waco Transit to school.
We estimated, based on a pilot program from the previous year, somewhere between 5 to 10,000 people. Students would ride.
That's Alan Hunter. He's the assistant general manager for Waco Transit.
By the end of this school year, we're going to be well over 18,000 students. Based upon that and what we expect for this next year, we anticipate the ridership could go somewhere between 20 and 30,000.
Alan says for the transit to afford this larger student ridership next year, Waco ISD needs to basically triple the money, making the grant total $15,000 instead. Waco ISD's Ellis says he's no stranger in talking with the folks of Waco Transit. He and the school board will be working hard in negotiating hopefully a 3-year contract throughout the summer.
This is one thing I'd really like to continue. I've met kids, any number of kids. One just had a baby. I met another middle school student who rides every day. I met a girl from Waco High who is able to have a job if she can catch the transit bus from school, go to work.
The Brazos River Credit Recovery Center is a high school for students who are in danger of failing to graduate. Average attendance in the 2012-2013 school year was 71.42%, according to district records. Latest attendance for this school year is at 69.18%. But Principal Robin Wilson says the bus program has been helpful for some students because public school buses don't go to Brazos High.
We have 5 students that ride it regularly, and it makes a big difference for them to get to school. They all have good attendance. We've had a few students that have sporadically ridden the bus, but they haven't been real consistent.
Brazos River student Michael Carney is one of the 5 who uses the city bus most every day.
I arrive a little bit early sometimes, but we worked out a way, and I have to leave a little bit early, and we've also worked out so when I get here I immediately go to work.
District-wide attendance was at 94.8% this school year. Last year, district records have attendance at a little over 96%. Ellis's goal is to get it to 96% within the next few years, with highest attendance needs at J.H. Hines Elementary, Carver Middle School, and South Waco Elementary. But it's no easy task.
When you're struggling to make it day to day, things get complicated and it makes it hard. Things are not going well at home. You're not going to be a very good student. Not going to be as good a student as if, you had plenty of food, you had plenty of, clothes and way to get where you need to go and those kind of things.
Ellis says he hopes all of the programs will be continued next year. Mainly it's about messaging and doing everything possible to try and make sure kids are getting to school. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.